Morning Edition continues. I'm Colin Jackson. Kentuckians go to the polls Tuesday to elect statewide officers, including Agriculture Commissioner. Democratic nominee Robert Conway's family has been farming Scott County since the days of Daniel Boone. I asked him about his priorities if he wins.
I'm running for one, to save the family farms, whatever it takes to keep it, because the lessons learned and the values earned on the farm are second to none. Second thing is, we must get young people involved in agriculture. The average age of a farmer in the state of Kentucky is 58. If we don't do something to encourage or recruit young people into farming, I truly have no idea who will feed us in 20 years. Third thing I'm running on is, the current commissioner has been running around the state now for about 6 to 8 months, touting the resurgent hemp program. But the hemp program, if anyone is very familiar with it, knows that right now it's kind of the Wild West. The fourth thing that I'm running on is the Kentucky Department of Agriculture actually oversees the enforcement of animal shelters throughout the state. And if people are aware, a ranking has come out that ranks Kentucky dead last in the enforcement and how we treat animals. Fifth thing I'm running on, I am totally supportive of the legalization of medical marijuana. I am someone that cancer has devastated my family. So why in the world would you not want to do something that would help someone else either live a less painful life, live a little longer life, or maybe the sun be a little bit brighter?
Given that the focus is family farm, you come from generations of family farms, what would your relation look like with these bigger companies?
I would sit down at the table and talk to them. I mean, we are all party to agriculture. The only difference is that going back as far as the Nixon administration, agriculture has been more aligned to corporate structure than the old-fashioned farming. The other part of it is, and I don't get into the politics of it, but a lot of people are thinking, well, if there is a treaty signed with China and the tariffs go off and the trade war ends, we're going to be doing great. Well, people need to rationalize. China's already found a replacement for our grain.
Speaking of profitability of family farms, how would you suggest farmers adapt to the different market changes affecting it?
If anyone is interested, all they have to do is go to my Facebook page, Robert Haley Conway 2019, and there is an actual farm plan there. And we're talking about regenerative farming. We're talking about organics. And to be very honest about it, there's so much there that, and when I say we, the gentleman that I beat in the primary, a gentleman by the name of Joe Trigg, based out of Barron County, a 30-year Air Force veteran, one of the finest people I have ever met. And we have sat down with a whole bunch of farmers out of Warren County and Barron County. And that's where our farm plan has come from.
I want to also talk about your plan for hemp. How do you make sure that these markets don't cap out and that there's not some sort of oversaturation of hemp producers?
As it is right now, very few people in the state of Kentucky are actually benefiting. A lot of people are saying that if we were to go to a tobacco-based type program, so everyone would have a hemp base. The difference is you could not take it across county lines. You could not sell it. It is relegated to the individual parcel land, and at the end of the day, it is assigned to the farm. And the other part of the equation is that if we were to legalize medical marijuana, our proposal would be that every farm in the state of Kentucky would be entitled to raise up to 1 acre equivalent of medical marijuana. And 1 acre of medical marijuana can generate up to $40,000 in revenue. And that's a revenue stream that right now we do not have in this state.
We've been speaking with Democratic nominee for Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Robert Conway. We'll hear from incumbent Republican Ryan Quarles in the coming days. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Colin Jackson.